Hello, this is Maurice Reagan.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Mario from Opinion Research, a private research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media. We're conducting a small survey about the things that are happening in the community. How you doing?
Okay.
All right. Thinking ahead this November, which one of the following best describes how will you vote in the general election for president in the U.S. Senate? Are you definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, or somewhat likely to vote?
I'm going to 100% absolutely vote.
Are you registered as a Republican, Democrat, or Libertarian?
Democrat.
Are you white, Anglo, Hispanic, African American, or Asian?
African American.
Is your age between 18 to 35, 35 to 45, or 65 and above?
You said 35 to 45?
Yes.
And then you said 65 and above. I'm not either of them.
50. Okay.
Is there one, what is the one for 60?
55 to 60.
No, you got, I'm 62.
You're 62? Okay, so the ranges we have is 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, and 65 and over.
Okay, the one that I fit in. 55
okay.
to 65.
Gotcha. Generally speaking, how would you say, you know, things are in the city of Miami? Do you think they're going in the right direction or on the wrong track?
I said they're on the wrong track.
Gotcha. Of the following list of issues that should your local elected officials focus on, do you think they should focus on corruption into the government, property insurance costs, crime and neighborhood safety, affordable housing, and or traffic and congestion?
Affordable housing.
Affordable housing. Okay, now I'm going to give you a list of names. The options that we have are very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable, and no opinion. What about Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Do you know who Joe Carollo is?
Yeah.
Very favorable, not favorable?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Miguel Gabela, do you know who Miguel Gabela is?
No, I don't know that one.
Okay, we have an option for never heard of. Do you know who Daniela Levine Cava is?
Oh, yeah, I know her.
Favorable or not favorable?
Favorable.
Do you know who Francis Suarez is?
I do, yeah.
Favorable or not favorable?
Not favorable.
Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Christine King?
Christian King?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Demian Pardo?
Pardo?
Yes.
I don't know who that is. I know who it is, but I forgot.
Gotcha. Eileen Higgins?
Favorable.
Favorable. Gotcha. Manolo Reyes? Do you know who Manolo Reyes is?
No.
Okay. Almost done here. In the elections for president, if they were held today among, you know, the following candidates, who will you vote for, Trump or Kamala Harris?
Harris.
Okay. So I will read you some referendums. That means, like, the ideas they have for the city. The Carter Amendment to require continuous residency immediately proceeding for qualifying for mayor. It means shall Section 4 in the city be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time for off qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately after proceeding or qualifying for candidates. That means they whoever wants to run for mayor, they have to at least be a year. Are you in favor or against that?
I know exactly what that means. I'm in favor of it.
Gotcha. Okay, for the second one, they are returning 13 acres to the city to construct new public waterfront at no cost to the city. They're canceling the existing theme park and a hotel lease, contributing $15 million for affordable housing and infrastructure and other public benefits. If the elections were held today, will you vote for this referendum?
Yes.
Okay. So $9,000 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed use to conclude office, and expanded the public waterfront and pedestrian along Biscayne Bay. Will you vote for that idea?
Yes.
Okay. So now I will read you some proposals of everything that I read to you. The options are strongly approved, somewhat approved, and somewhat disapproved. Everything that was getting built, it should be at all no cost to the city or taxpayers. Do you strongly approve to that?
I approve.
Allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. Do you agree with that?
Yep.
Expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian along Biscayne Bay?
Yep.
A $9 million contribution for affordable housing. I'm pretty sure you do, right?
Yep, yep.
Allowing spaces, office spaces to be included. Do you agree with that one?
Allowing office space to be included in what?
In the city. In the city. You know how they there are going to be...
Mixed use?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
Okay. Reducing the overall amount of development. What do you think of that one?
Yep.
And then selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant appraised fair market value. That will, you know, bring some money into the city. Do you agree with that?
Not really.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. If this proposal will update already and voted approved, you know, for mixed-use project on Watson Island, the already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and a waterfront that will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and a fewer hotel rooms than voters have previously approved for. The proposal will allow for some office space to be support to the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residents to become condominiums. The updated proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue into the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront that we talk about. Do you definitely vote for this memorandum?
Yeah, I probably will, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would you like the most about everything? The affordable housing or the new waterfront?
The affordable housing.
Yeah, that's the one, I believe. Okay, now we will give him, I will give you some statements. You will either say if they are very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not convincing. These are like proposals from the candidates.
Okay.
Okay. This proposal will result in less overall development than voters had previously approved. This proposal will reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial retail space to be built. Do you think of that?
Yeah, I don't believe it.
You don't think that one's convincing? Convincing? Not convincing?
Well, I think that if I heard you right, I mean, you said something a little different. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, this proposal would result in less overall development than voters had previously approved. This proposal would reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to be built. What do you think of that statement?
It's not convincing.
Not convincing. Okay. This proposal is completely founded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project. What do you think of that?
I don't believe that either.
Not too convincing. This proposal will create hundreds of well-paying jobs in the construction of engineering, in addition to thousands and more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry. Paying a living wage, City of Miami residents will be given preference in for hiring on these new jobs. What do you think of that statement?
I don't believe any of it.
This proposal will expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy. What do you think of that one? Not believing it? Okay. New retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families. What do you think of that one?
No.
This proposal would result in over $1 billion in addition to tax revenue to the City of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like public safety and affordable housing and preventing flooding. What do you think of that one?
I'm not convinced.
Not convinced? Gotcha. Okay, so this proposal will increase traffic between the City of Miami and mainland and Miami Beach and the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local and residents and commuters. What do you think of that statement?
I don't think it's going to reduce anything. No.
Not convincing? Okay. There has been too far much development in the Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront land. Not build any more hotels and shops that average Miami resident can afford. Do you not convincing on that statement? Not too convincing?
No, I like that. Yeah, that's convincing.
Okay, that is convincing. Gotcha. This proposal is yet to another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupt the city hall with pet projects that line their own pockets. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that's convincing.
That's convincing. This proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and a condo project for the wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford.
That's convincing.
Gotcha. Okay, now taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, will you vote in favor of this referendum or vote against this referendum?
I'll vote for it. I mean.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Will you say you were definitely voting?
Absolutely. Yes.
Definitely?
Yes.
Okay. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish this classification purpose. Regardless of how you may feel today and who do you vote in 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Trump or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
Biden.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal or moderate? Or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
What's the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Master's degree.
Gotcha. Okay, well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and have an excellent Sunday. Have a good one.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.